tensions escalate between Ukraine and its semi-autonomous region of Crimea. Crimean lawmakers have voted in favor of joining Moscow and holding a referendum on this. Ukrainian authorities are outraged over the plan, calling the scheduled vote unconstitutional and illegitimate. The EU has warned of economic sanctions against Russia over Moscow's troops deployment to Ukraine's Crimea region. The bloc has described Crimea's decision to hold a referendum on joining Russia as illegal. It says it will sign Ukraine's association pact before the country's upcoming presidential election in May. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has slammed Washington's sanctions on Russians as well as pro-Russian Crimeans. Lavrov made the comments after meeting with his American counterpart, John Kerry, in Rome. He also said that there was no agreement between Moscow and Washington on the situation in Ukraine. On the second day of expert nuclear talks, level-taught nuclear talks between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, has kicked off in the Austrian capital. The two sides are working to hammer out a comprehensive deal following a landmark nuclear accord reached in Geneva last November. At least 22 people have died in a series of bombings and shootings across Iraq. The deadliest bomb attack took place at a cafe in Bakuba, killing four people. Iraq has been hit by a year-long surge in terrorist attacks, reaching levels not seen since 2008. A campaign by scholars has launched an online petition against the intimidation of critics of Israel. The move has been initiated by historian Rashid Khalili and literary critic Judith Butler. Scholars have called on educational and cultural institutions to stand up for the freedom of speech. Clashes have erupted between anti-government protesters and police in Venezuela as the country marks the first death anniversary of former leader Hugo Chavez. Dozens of government opponents set upon each other in the capital Caracas. No word on casualties. And a new survey by the University of California shows that more freshmen are choosing less costly colleges. The survey found that only 57% of first-year students have enrolled in their first-choice college. The findings show that tuition fees and the availability of financial aid are the determining factors for potential students.